Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you on the journey. So we are on the first Sunday after Epiphany, and Epiphany means to reveal or make known or make manifest, to shed light on in maybe contemporary English. So the season after Epiphany, or Epiphanytide, we'll go with that, Epiphanytide, is January 7, day after Epiphany, until Ash Wednesday. And this season after Epiphany is a season of uncovering. So the scriptures do a lot of uncovering ideas or shining a light on something so that we pay attention, or helping us learn more about the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. So in different traditions, it's called different things, Epiphanytide. Some traditions call it the season after Epiphany, and some call it little ordinary time, because it kind of fits in with what we learn in ordinary time. But we're gonna stick with the season after Epiphany here. So where are we this week?
Karen, there's probably very few people who would even dare challenge you on that, because they probably, I don't know how to pronounce that either. I was waiting to see how you were going to do that.
Yeah, it actually looks even worse when you look at the word itself. So Google it, people. Epiphanytide.
And
I don't know how you say that in Southern, but I'll say that on West Coast.
I'm not even going to try. I don't know. Word doesn't like it either. It's got a big red line under it going, "Wait a minute, what is this?" All right. Well, our passage today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the third chapter, and we're going to be reading from the 15th to the 17th verse and the 21st and 22nd verse. It's known as the baptism of Jesus. And while Jesus was born 12 days ago, here we are at his baptism as an adult. So this passage is about revealing the nature of Jesus, so it's just right for the season after Epiphany. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." So why does this matter? This passage is all about anticipation. Jesus shows up to be baptized, and we, the reader, anticipate what will happen as who Jesus is revealed. So we're waiting for the heavens to open up. We may not even realize, but we're waiting for the heavens to open up. We're waiting to see what will happen. And it is not unlike what takes place in our journey of baptism, because in that we are also anticipating what is to come, because baptism reveals our commitment that our words and actions will shine as a reflection of God's love in the world. And At eight, I think of my own journey in baptism. I had no idea really what that meant. I knew that I wanted to do it. I knew that I loved Jesus and I wanted to follow Jesus. But what opportunities, what challenges would be before me in ministry through life, I had no idea. It was anticipation, and I still every day live in anticipation. The opening of heaven is where the Holy Spirit and God's active participation in Jesus are revealed to the world. And it's a moment of Trinity, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit all together. This is also the moment where the life of Jesus is aligned with God's purposes of peace, healing and reconciliation in the world. Words that we often hear in community of Christ. Peace, healing, and reconciliation in the world.
So I was really
So
struck by the comment about a ref I hadn't thought of this before, that our words and actions will shine as a reflection of God's love. Sometimes we forget that. We talk about God's light, right? The light in the world, but we forget that we are supposed to be like mirrors of that light, so that it shines in multiple directions and places. We are re a reflection of God, and we beam that light out in so many different ways when we function as that reflection.
Yeah,
It's
it's kind of an extension of something you mentioned a couple of episodes ago about taking on the name of Jesus to really let that take over and
Yeah.
be put in us, and then it reflects out that image of God is we reflect God's image. Yeah. So some questions we might ask, speaking of reflection, is how am I a reflection of God's love in the world? Another is like the heavens opening and revealing God's loving presence, how have my eyes, mind, and heart been opened to new understandings? And finally, am I aligned with God's purposes of peace, healing, and reconciliation for all creation?
Oh, that's a bigger question than it looks like. We could go into the climate crisis. We could go into the refugee and displaced persons crises. We could go all over with that peace, healing, reconciliation for all creation.
Yeah, just in the last part, the reconciliation for all creation. That's bigger than we want to think about all the time.
So we are in a new part of the year. We're in January. And I think about that with the heavens opening. It's such symbolic language and imagery. And in our culture, we also have these images of newness of opportunities and opportunities for invitation and revelation. It all kind of spins around here in January. The possibilities are endless. So this week, pick something that you can open every day. So the heavens opened, and that's always an image in the gospel that it kind of means invitation is happening. It's not just something comes, quote, down from heaven, unquote, but rather the heavens opening is like you would open a door to welcome someone in. So pick something you open every day, a door, a car door, a cupboard, a drawer, your refrigerator, whatever it is that you open every day. And place a small note where you can see it every time you open that particular thing. And on the note, write, "Today I will open myself to dot, dot, dot," and then finish that sentence every day. And let's see how we can open ourselves to the light and love of Jesus that we can reflect in the world.
Well, for better or worse, I might miss coffee on a day, but it doesn't seem like there's ever a day when I don't open my laptop. So I think I'm going to put my note in
On your
my
laptop, yeah.
laptop.
Yep.
That's kind of sad. That's kind of sad, but it is kind of true right now. Well, our blessing today comes from Kate Bowler, and it is called For Waking Up to Life Again. Blessed are we who need help waking up to the music of the movement and the color of living, who need help trying on joy for a change, the wonder of a daffodil, the mystery and power of the tiniest seed cracked open and sprouting new life, reaching in its own time toward the light, blooming. Blessed are we who say, "Wake me too, God. Put me where beauty and love can reach me. I'm ready for something new." That's going to wrap it up for another episode of Coffee to Go. We invite you to join us next time for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.